Instagram now lets you creep with friends. There's a new podcast app with a smart feature. Amazon takes a month to get you stuff, plus your tech questions answered. What's going on? I'm Rich DeMiro, and this is Rich on Tech, the podcast where I talk about the tech stuff I think you should know about, and I answer the questions that you send me. My name is Rich DeMiro, tech reporter at KTLA Channel 5 in Los Angeles. Joining me is producer Megan, who is hashtag safe at home. What's going on, producer Megan?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, we've been working from home now for a week, right? This is the full week that we did this.
Yeah.
Which is so
crazy.
Has it
been a week?
Yeah, it's we're recording this on Thursday, and you know, it's been since
yeah,
Monday.
Yeah, no, the last day we were in at KTLA was on
I think it was
Thursday.
Last Thursday. Yeah, a full week. So I will tell you my feelings on working from home. It is. I always thought it was a dream to work from home, and now I feel like it's a bit of a nightmare.
Isn't that funny how that works out?
Well,
now you know.
Now I know, and it's really weird because I really did have this dream of like having my own little studio at home and doing my own thing and just coming and going as I please. And now I realize that I really like the tradition of going into the office, doing my work, sitting at my desk. And what happens at home, and I have two kids and my wife are all at home. They're in homeschool. My wife is working from home, you know, all temporarily, of course. And it's just a circus. You know, I've got just so many things going on. Like, can I have milk? Can I have food? Can you set me up with this? And I'm trying to teach them. And it's, you know, a lot of breaks outside playing basketball. I mean, it's really wild. What's it been like for
you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's super weird. I thought that I would like it, but honestly, I'm not the biggest fan. I mean, it's nice to be able to like go on a walk or like, you know, see my parents, but I already live at home. So it's, I don't know. What's funny is I went into KTLA yesterday, in the afternoon to go pick up some equipment. And I was actually so excited to like go actually see my like friends at work. And like, I was like, I miss like being able to come in here, you know? And so, I mean,
that's
so
nice because
like,
no one has missed me at work. That people don't even know that I'm not there.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they have no idea. I like, call in. They're like, Rich, who? I'm like, DeMiro, I'm on the show at 7 a.m. They're like, hold on, let me transfer you.
That's not true.
Well, it's been interesting.
Get out of here.
I did do my first live shot from home. We did a shoot from home. And there are definite pros, but I would say all the glorified images I had in my head of doing this are quickly gone. And maybe if the two kids weren't home, it would be a little bit better. But anyway, it's been fun. I'm sure a lot of people are figuring out the same thing I am. Let's get started with some of the topics for the week. Lots of news surrounding coronavirus. No surprise there. A couple of new things that wireless carriers are doing. Basically, T-Mobile and Sprint were the first to come out and say, you know, we're going to help people in this time by giving them unlimited data. And Verizon has, I believe AT&T did the same thing. I got to look at my tweets because I've gotten it all so confused now. But the last man standing was really Verizon, who was kind of a holdout in this place of giving people help during this time. And now they have said that they are going to help people out by giving them not unlimited data, but they're giving them 15 gigs of extra data. So this is for people that do not have an unlimited plan, which, you know, nowadays, I mean, I'm on unlimited and a lot of people are, but not everyone is. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm looking at my tweet. AT&T is waiving domestic wireless voice and data overage fees for customers nationwide for next 60 days from March 13th. And all the main companies are not, they're waiving late fees and not terminating your service if you can't pay your bill right now. And here's the thing you need to know about this, though. This is not, in most of these cases, this is not automatic. The automatic is T-Mobile, Sprint, unlimited data, that's automatic. Verizon is automatically applying the 15 gigs. But when it comes to all these late fees and, you know, the not payment thing, you kind of, I believe you need to call them and say, hey, you know, I need these things waived. I don't think that's just automatic. Maybe it will be if this gets really bad, but it's one of these things where they will charge you if they can. And if you don't notice it on your bill, then sure, you'll just pay. But they know that you can, you know, call in and get these things taken off. So, and I will just kind of on a related note.
In.
Yeah, well, if you see these charges, if they do show up, I don't really know because this is brand new. I've never seen anything like this before. So who knows? Maybe they'll just waive it, flip a few keys in the computer system and waive the fees, but I'm not sure. But if not, mm-hmm. I mean, just look at your bill for the next 2 months and make sure everything's fine. I just wanted to mention related, I was going to Hawaii and I had my stuff all booked up and everything was changed because of this whole situation. And I will say I was very impressed. I was able to change all three. I had two flights on two different airlines and also my hotel booking, and I was able to change everything. I had to do two of them on the phone, no wait whatsoever, and everything was fine. And then I had to do one online.
No wait?
No wait. I called it like 5 a.m. Right after I went live on the radio, I said, okay, now's the time to call. And it worked. And I'm telling you, the people are so kind. And I didn't have to pay anything extra. So I switched my dates. And I got to say, I was very impressed. I was expecting to wait on hold for hours. And that did not happen.
Yeah. So. I mean, I had to change. I was supposed to be going to Italy, actually, yesterday. I had to cancel this flight like a month and a half ago because that's when coronavirus got there. It was about a month and a half ago. But yeah, we were supposed to leave yesterday for 10 days. And we haven't even thought about, when we would go because it's just such a mess.
Oh, yeah. With Italy.
It's good that you were able to like, yeah, I know. Italy is like the worst place to be right now.
Yeah. And I feel bad because I wonder how long it's going to take. Because I mean, even you who had a trip planned there, I mean, when is it going to be where you feel comfortable going back there? I mean, I would say maybe if we had some sort of vaccine or a solid treatment, but until that happens, it's really going to be dicey. Anyway. All right, Megan, it is your time to shine.
All right. Okay, so this first question comes from Jacqueline. She needs to scan or fax something from her phone. Hey, Rich, I need to sign a piece of paper, scan it, and then fax it in to Kaiser. Is there an efficient way to use my iPhone to scan and fax the signed document? Thank you.
Absolutely. Jacqueline. This is something that I covered in my book, and it was, in fact, one of the inspirations for my book because this was something that I think it was Lindsay that she was asking me, hey, can I scan something from my iPhone? And I was like, yes, of course. And I was writing my first book at the time, and I just literally emailed her the chapter I wrote on this. But here's how you do it. So you can do this in a couple different ways, but you can do it from Notes is probably the easiest. So if you open up the Notes app on your phone, there's literally the option to create a new note, and then when you do that, you'll see a little icon for a camera. And so you tap that, and then it says scan documents. You put your document on a table, anything you want. It'll automatically find the document, crop it, and scan it. And so once you have that scanned, you can then tap your document to bring up what's called the markup. So there's like a little share icon. You hit that, and then you bring up what's called markup. And then there's a plus sign, you add signature. I know, they made it really complicated. It sounds so complicated. And when I show people how to do this, it's really easy. But they should literally have on iPhone, like just create like a shortcut, like scan and sign document, right? Doesn't that make much more sense?
Just do like a camera app, but like...
Oh, thank you, Siri. One thing about working from home is that I have... Everything sometimes when I say Siri or Apple or something, like one of these things like lights up, like whether it's my phone or something. But anyway, but that's how you do it.
Well, at work, that never happened. And now, I just like heard myself. That's weird.
Really? Do you still hear yourself? It could be just a...
No, now echo. I don't. Okay. I don't know.
Anyway, so that's how you do it. And it's an easy thing, but it's one of those things that like, your phone can do. But that's, it's like you just have to figure out how to do it. And it's not easy to find,
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. But once you get it, then you know.
Yeah. Once you get it, you get it. All right. Let's talk about Instagram. They have, by the way, I'm watching our reporters on live TV do their live shots from home. And it is so fantastic to watch because especially the ones with little kids around, you just don't know what's going to happen. I just watched a reporter.
I love it.
She's literally pushing her kid out of the picture because this is what happens when I go live. My kids, they start creeping up towards me. And it's like, it really makes you nervous because you're on live TV. What are they going to say, right?
Right. I think your son was saying something about, I thought he was talking about like his YouTube or
Yeah,
something.
He was trying
like,
to promote his
like,
YouTube channel.
YouTube.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm Parker Plays on YouTube. By the way, he doesn't even have a YouTube channel, but he just thinks it's funny that like he thinks he has a YouTube channel.
Cute.
It's really weird. I'm just like, dude, you don't have a YouTube channel for real. Like, why are you promoting this?
From my perspective, I thought it was great. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing television.
Oh, it's so funny.
And then
funny.
Like, that's why they like had you on and they weren't like going back to news because they just wanted to like show your kids because it was so cute.
I know. It is really funny. I mean, I know people love that, but as a parent, you are so petrified Stress. Of anything they're going to say or do, you know, it'd just be terrible.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
If they're like, my dad is so mean. He's the worst. All he does is yell at me. Which is true, by the way. All
no,
right,
you
so,
didn't. You were like welcoming them into the shot. It wasn't. You didn't like, you know, knock them down or anything.
Instagram has a new feature that I believe has arrived just in time. It's a media sharing feature that lets you view Instagram posts with your friends over video chat. And what do people do on Instagram 99% of the time anyway, right? You have someone in the office or you're at home and you're like, hey, come over here. Oh, look at this post. Can you believe they posted this? You've done that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now you can do this over video chat, which is really cool. And to do it, you go into your chats and you go into an existing thread or you can start a new one and you look for the video chat icon, which, by the way, I do not have on my Instagram. So I don't know if I'm running like a weird version of Instagram or if something's wrong with my Instagram, but I cannot find this feature for the life of me. I was looking for a way to video chat. They used to have a group video chat feature in Instagram. I can't find that. So... Have you ever used Instagram to video chat?
No.
I did when it first came out, like that feature first came out.
I want to test it now.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I see the camera. Let me try to video chat my sister and see if it works.
But there's no like, it will not video chat on mine. I see camera, but I don't see anything about chatting. Did you get it to work?
Here. Wait, let me try to chat you.
Well, I'm.
See if it.
Yeah, you can try chat. Yeah, go ahead. Try it.
Okay.
Because I don't have the feature at all. It just doesn't.
Can't join your video chat.
See?
Done.
I'm telling you. It's
weird.
I think
I wonder
Instagram.
If it's because your page is like a business page
or
something.
You know what? That's exactly what it is. You're exactly right. Because I have my page as a business page. That's exactly what it is. And I don't even know what the advantage is of having a business page. I just think it's. Oh, yes. I do know what the advantage is. I can have a button on my profile that says email me. So otherwise you can't have that. And I really don't need that because I do have a link. I don't know if you noticed, but I got richontech.tv to work again with my links now. So it actually is really easy for, it's not as easy as it was before when I had the website, but it's easy to find the links to what I talk about on TV. So that's what I'm doing anyway, but that you just solved it. That's the thing. I can't video chat because it's a business account. Wow. Okay.
You're going to have to make a Finsta.
Producer Megan solves it again. Slowly but surely taking my job away.
Nope. Okay, this next question comes from Sherry. The subject is three-way FaceTime call. My sister and I want to make a three-way FaceTime call with my mom as she lives alone. We both have our husbands living with us. What is something that is free and easy to do?
Okay, so you can do a group FaceTime call through FaceTime. And do you remember when FaceTime, so this is a relatively new feature when group FaceTime came out. You can add up to 32 people to your call, but remember they had like that major bug that lets you kind of spy on people? So that was bad. They took us down for a while, and now it's back up. And it's funny because I feel like people are forgetting the fact that you can actually make group FaceTime calls.
Yeah, I never use this feature, but
nobody does.
I remember when that happened. I think it's because of that. I think people were just like, I guess that went away. And
yeah.
I don't remember them like re-announcing it. You
right.
Know?
And like, well, they didn't because they're just like, they kind of like shied away like, ooh, doo-doo.
They're like, we messed that up.
But the way to do it.
What was it? You could like hear people, you could FaceTime someone and you could hear them and they didn't even accept the call.
Yeah. I mean, that is so wild.
That's so creepy.
So wild. Okay. So what you want to do is go into if you want to do it, the easiest way to do it is already from a group conversation. So if you already have a group conversation with someone going, all you have to do is tap again, this is an example of how Apple is so weird about like hiding things that are very useful, but you would never think to go into a group call and then tap the little icon at the top with the people, and then there's a FaceTime icon that's revealed. Like, why isn't that just always there to like let you know, oh, you can FaceTime with these people? And so it's there.
Yeah.
And so you tap FaceTime and it will be there and you're all good. And then it will bring up, you know, start calling all the people and doing it that way. That's, I think, the easiest way if you already have one of these group calls going or a group message going. You can also do it from the FaceTime app as well. So if you just go into the FaceTime app and you just start typing in a bunch of names, just keep adding names with the plus sign. And then you tap video and you can do it that way. Those are the two easiest ways to do it. And it's cool. I mean, it works. It's funny because, you know, we've talked about Zoom. Everybody is using Zoom right now. It's been the way. But yes, you can use FaceTime. And you can also use Google Duo. FaceTime is great, but it's only going to work on Apple devices. So you have to keep that in mind. So if you have a big family and you've got a bunch of people using different things, you can't use FaceTime. So again, try Google Duo and that'll work just as well. And you can do group calls, I believe up to 8 people on Google Duo versus 32 on FaceTime versus like 1,000 on Zoom or something insane. Have you seen a Zoom with like a lot of people on there? Because my kids are meeting up with their entire class. And so it's like 45 to like 50. Well, maybe not that. Oh, no, it was like the whole pre-K. So it was like 50 kids in one thing.
That's so cute. I've only seen like, because I'm not on Zoom. I'm like the only person that's not on Zoom. I use Skype to like, you know, talk to you and to like interview people. But I've seen just like really funny, awkward videos.
Yes.
Twitter of people not realizing that they're.
Yes.
Their camera's on.
I know. That's
crazy.
A big problem. It really is, because the way Zoom is set up, it's very like strange because you kind of open up your room and then people come into it. So it's a weird, like with most video calling, you call, it rings, they pick up, right? With the way Zoom works, you open up a room and you're sitting there waiting in the room and then the person comes into your room. So you can be sitting there with like your mic on and your camera on, just kind of like waiting. Then you kind of forget. But it's an odd way of doing it. And I think it's also good for, you know, the uses, but it's still just odd. And I think that's why people are being caught off guard with it. But personally, I'm good with just one. I only need one person because like that's how many friends I have. So it's really easy for me to just, I've never needed the group.
I know, same.
I actually am doing a happy hour tonight with my friends. So I think.
Oh, so you do have friends.
I do. I have a couple. But I actually, it's funny because in all seriousness, I don't get to see my friends during the week because I go to bed so early. And now I'm actually thinking that if this is successful, this little happy hour thing, I would probably do it again because it makes it easy to kind of hang out with your friends. And I never ever thought of doing something like that. Like I don't video chat people like ever, but now I'm kind of like, I like it. You just sit there and you've got your phone in front of you. And, you know, you can have a little happy hour with your friends and just sit and catch up. And it's like different than texting or calling. So guys don't call each other.
Right. I don't know if this is sad, but I feel like I'm talking to some of my friends more than I did before.
Me too. Me too.
I'm like, wait, now we're like, I have a friend that lives in New York and we are like FaceTiming every day. And I'm like, we did not talk this much when you lived in LA, but okay.
I agree. It's so interesting. And I think that, again, I think we are learning a couple of things from this whole situation. I think we really are. All right.
Totally.
New app to tell you about. Google Podcasts app is now available on iOS. And you might be thinking, why the heck do I need a podcasting app on iOS when I have Apple Podcasts built into my phone? And there are some advantages to the Google Podcasts. I don't think that this is meant for a lot of people right now because I do think that the Apple version is better. And it, of course, is integrated with Siri and your phone and your computer. But I'm just telling you about the alternative, which is now Google Podcasts. It's a very simple app. And there's not much going on. It's a way to subscribe to podcasts, a way to play them, or to queue them up. You can't even make playlists. There's really not much you can do except see the podcasts you have and listen to them. But I will tell you what I think, Megan, is the killer feature on this podcast app, and I think it might set it apart from all other podcast apps. Let me give you a hint. Google knows everything that you do online, right?
Yeah.
So it has a
do
pretty...
They?
Yes. So it has a pretty good idea of your interests. Now imagine that you're interested in, you know, when you're looking at your trip to Italy before everything went south, you were Googling yeah. Italy, and you were Googling things to do in Italy and travel and restaurants. Now all of a sudden you open up the Google Podcasts app and it surfaces a podcast about traveling to Italy.
I love that.
Right? And I think just like YouTube has been able to surface videos that it knows you're going to be interested in because it knows everything about you, I think that this is going to be the magic of Google Podcasts. Now, Google Podcasts is already searching inside every podcast for what you're saying. So it kind of knows what your podcast is about, even if you don't put good descriptions in your show notes. So I think that is the brilliant move by Google to make podcasts. Like, I mean, think about it. So anyone could do a podcast and now it could be relevant and discovered by a lot of people, even if they're not searching for it.
Right, right. That's really cool. So does this mean that like when you search a podcast or you search like a topic, Google Podcasts come up first before like Apple Podcasts on the internet?
That's been going on Google for a while now. And that's just Google kind of being, it doesn't always come up for me as much as I'd like it to, but, mm-hmm. I think that right now that was never, I don't know. People just don't think of Google for podcasts right now, but maybe they will in the future.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You heard the sound.
Oh, sorry. I like kind of heard it. I didn't hear the full. Okay. Well, anyways, this next question comes from John. Hey, Rich, I would imagine you're a pretty busy guy these days, but we have a virus problem. I'm hoping you can help us with this. We are a bunch of elderly guys. We don't feel or act elderly, but we are labeled so by stay-at-home order, who have been playing a weekly poker game for over 40 years now. Small stakes, $20, 20 points buy-in. Dealer calls the game. The virus has caused the cancellation of this event. We would like to find a platform that we can easily meet, chat, and play our stupid games. Checked out some of the poker sites, but really nothing that meets our needs. We would be willing to make a one-time purchase. Any suggestions? So it would be like for a private, like online.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of like public sites where you can play, like all the, you know, betting sites and stuff, but I had to do some research on this one because I play poker and I love poker, but I don't really play online ever. And I know, you know, if you want to play with random people, there's a million places to do that. But after doing some research, I found a website named blockchain.poker. And this is an odd website. It's really strange. Like, you don't download anything. You just, like, you can immediately, it looks like you can immediately like sit down and play, which is kind of weird. But I looked a little further and it seems like you can set up your own private room. So if you go to kind of like the main page, there was a way to go and just kind of set up your own. Oh yeah, you go to the lobby. So you go to the lobby, it says create table, and you can create your own table name and give it a password and then share that link with your friends. And you can do up to 9 seats. So that may not work for them because didn't he say he has 20 people? How many people is he doing this with?
He, let's see. I don't think he says how many.
Oh, it just
people.
says a bunch of elderly guys. Okay, so it's just a bunch of elderly guys. Anyway, so that's the first thing. So, but the weird thing is it's got this weird blockchain undertone, which I don't really understand. You can't really use real, like, it's not even like dollars. It's like you have to use like blockchain money, which is so weird, like Bitcoin. Anyway, so that one works. And then the other one is pokerstars.bet. Online, it says that there is a way to create your own private room, but I did not download it to try that out. So those are the two suggestions I would look into. But again, this is one of those things where now that I think about this, because I get together with my friends every once in a while to play poker in person. And now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, that'd be cool if we could play online together. But again, it's like a lot of these things, I don't know if I'm feeling just nostalgic for like the fact that I can't go out and see my friends or if I really think that this is cool even outside of a crazy virus taking down everyone, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I don't know.
Right. And I think also people are just kind of like bored, stuck at home, and they're like, you know what? It's time for some poker.
Yeah, exactly. All right, YouTube. This, speaking of CV, I call it CV, by the way, coronavirus, CV. So speaking of CV, YouTube is lowering its quality across the world to kind of save the internet in the light of CV. And so they're going to be streaming in standard definition by default. And what's standard definition? Standard definition is what you used to have when you had DVDs, which I know back in the day sounded really great. But now if you look at a DVD, you cannot believe how bad it looks compared to today's HD and especially 4K. And this is what YouTube's going to do to kind of save bandwidth, because if you imagine, everybody is using the internet right now. And you can even tell on our stream here, because Megan and I are in separate places, that the quality is just not as good as it typically is because so many people are on. These networks are really stressed right now. And over in Europe, they appealed to Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, and Apple to say, hey, would you mind just like lowering your quality for a bit so we can get through this? And I guess they've all said yes, except YouTube said, you know what, we're just going to do it for the whole world. And you can change your quality to higher quality by going into your settings on YouTube. But by default, when you start playing a video, it's going to play in that standard definition, which you may not notice. It depends on the screen. If you're looking on a smaller screen or your phone, you probably won't notice as much. But if you're looking on a bigger screen, especially your TV, you'll probably notice. So there you have it.
Cool. This next question comes from Brian. Hi, I manage the social media for a nonprofit that engages primarily with high school kids. Could you suggest an app, website, or program that I could use to hold an interview, preferably live, that can stream on both Instagram and Facebook? If it was interactive, that would be a bonus.
Okay, so you know what we used last week for the podcast, and that's what I'm going to recommend here. There's a program called Ecamm Live, E-C-A-M-M Live. So Ecamm Live. So he wants to do live onto Facebook and Instagram at the same time. That is not, as far as I know, you cannot do that. I don't think that there is what's called an API for Instagram to go live, which means you can only use the Instagram app to go live. You cannot use a third-party app to stream into Instagram. Now, you can for YouTube, for Facebook, and what's the other streaming? Twitter, Periscope, you can use it for that. And this app, Ecamm Live, will allow you to do all those at the same, not necessarily at the same time. Actually, Facebook has a rule where you cannot be streaming to Facebook if you're streaming to other places simultaneously. I don't know if that rule is still in effect, but they did. They used to have that rule. And I don't know if they enforce it.
Don't you think it's funny because they own Instagram?
Yeah, but you know what? Instagram has been trying to stay as organic as possible, right? And if you have a bunch of people, everything they do on Instagram is not logical. Like, you can't have links, you can't have this, you can't have videos longer than 60 seconds on your feed. So they do a lot of these things to try to keep it seeming like it's small and kind of intimate, right? And they don't want it overtaken by professional accounts and by professional, you know, you have to work within their guidelines. And they do that to make it sort of special. Because if you're broadcasting, think about it. If you're broadcasting the same video to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter all at the same time, it's pretty generic. And so by making it that you have to do this specially just for Instagram, it makes it a bit more special than the other guys. That makes sense?
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Amazon, because I had this experience this morning, and Amazon, I can't believe it. And I my brother first texted me, like, what's the deal? Why can't I get this thing until, look at this delivery date of like April 30th. And I was like, what? And then my boss, Jason Ball, who, by the way, check out his podcast called The News Director's Office. I was on that today. So that new episode is dropping. And he said the same thing. He said, hey, have you seen this? I can't even get this. He asked me about some gadget for his computer, a little Ethernet cable. And he said, what's up with this? It's not saying delivery until like April 21st. And I said, yeah, I mean, Amazon is like taking 4 weeks to deliver things. Not everything. But they announced that they were some of the non-essentials were going to be delayed by about a month. And I didn't really believe it, because I've placed a bunch of orders on Amazon and I've gotten them. Everything took a little bit longer, but it wasn't a month. And now today, this morning, I needed a couple of items off of off of Amazon, and I could not believe that the delivery date for these standard items that are nothing special, they're just little gadgets, like little accessories, were saying like April 30th. And I was like, that's not going to help me. I need this stuff today. And
yeah,
I ended up placing my order with Best Buy and doing order pickup, which, by the way, was available in about, as soon as I placed the order, it was available probably less than an hour later. And the difference is...
I did that the other day.
Yeah, I'm going to have you tell your story in a second, but the difference is, Megan, and you know this, you have to go pick it up.
Yeah. Yes.
So what did you do?
That is the difference.
Tell me about your experience.
Well, as you know, we've had a lot of our internet. We have good internet, but the Wi-Fi signal is not that strong in my house. So I got Google Wi-Fi and I ordered it on Best Buy online. And then there's an option to like just go and pick it up curbside in front of the Best Buy. And it was so easy. I just ordered it. And then 40 minutes later, I drove over and they literally walked out the Google Wi-Fi to my car. So that was great because then I didn't have to wait like a week or longer to get it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And I've ordered things from Best Buy in the past because you can order something. And they really are like all the in-store pickups are really easy. And I think it is one advantage that they do have over something like Amazon. Amazon is great because you can get things in 2 hours with Amazon Prime now. But we have noticed that they have failed during this crisis. And I'm not knocking them. This is something we've never seen. It's unprecedented. But the reality is we have grown to love Amazon. We've grown to love the speed. But now we realize that in bad times, we will not be able to rely on them. And
yeah,
that is the reality of this virus, is that they broke down within a day, I would say, of things happening, like where you couldn't get toilet paper and you couldn't get hand sanitizer and you still can't. And it's been 2 weeks at least. And so the reality is their system works, and I've said this before, Megan, when the going is good, things are easy. It's when the going is not so good that things are hard. And that's when you realize just how tough things can be. Everything's easy when it's easy. But when it's not easy, that's when it gets hard. And people sometimes forget that things can change, like Amazon. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting too, because on Amazon, like, it always tells me that toilet paper is available, and then I'll like go and then it's like Amazon Fresh and it'll say like no delivery dates available for the next like 2 weeks. And it's like, okay, well, why are you telling me that you do have toilet paper? You just can't bring it. Like, it's just, I don't know. I mean, obviously now they're going to like work out the kinks and try to figure out how to even like make all these deliveries. But yeah, like you said, like right now, like it's not easy, and you know, we'll see. I mean, it's nice that a company like Best Buy is like working with it, and curbside pickup is a great, easy way to get what you need.
Right. And it really is. And like I said, I mean, I've ordered from Best Buy before in normal times. And it's interesting because you can order at work, and then on your drive home from work, if you pass one of these stores, which chances are you do, or it's close, you can have your item. And it's so funny because I always joke about this with my wife. I'm like, we think it's so cool that Amazon can deliver something to us in like 2 hours or less. But the reality is you could go like to CVS in 5 minutes and pick up that same thing. And you kind of forget. And I think we've also become accustomed to the slightly better pricing on Amazon as well. But anyway, it all fell apart in this situation. Let me give you a website that we've – a couple things. I did post – it's so crazy how, Megan, I have posted about toilet paper now at least 3 times on my Instagram. I never thought that would be the case, but it's some of the most popular posts on my Instagram. And I posted a box of toilet paper that I had delivered the other day, and I couldn't believe how many people said, how'd you get that? How'd you get that? And I will tell you, I did a story on it. Everything you see me do online – is basically some sort of research for something I've done on KTLA, right? Or something I've featured. Like, there's not a lot that I don't share feature. I'm trying to tell you and teach you things because I'm trying things out to see if they really work. And one of these websites we featured on KTLA is called nowinstock.net. And what you do is you leave it open on your web browser on a certain product page, like toilet paper or hand sanitizer or household cleaning products. And it will send you an alert. Like, it will make an audible tone on your web browser when those things are online and in stock. And then you have to run over to the website, click the link, and see if it's actually available. It's not always available, but it worked for me for hand sanitizer, and it worked for me for toilet paper. And that's how I got the giant box of toilet paper. And then there's a new website that someone sent me called thesupplyfinder.com. And it checks inventory at Amazon, Target, and Walmart. And they've got hand soap, hand sanitizer, paper towels, which, by the way, are all in stock right this moment, toilet paper, which is all out of stock, tissues, which are in stock, and multi-surface wipes. And right now it says Clorox disinfecting wipes are in stock at Walmart. And let me click the link and tell you if that's actually true. And it is out of stock. So again, it doesn't always work perfectly, but oh, look at this.
Wait, what's in stock on Amazon?
Oh, Lysol disinfecting wipes are in stock right now. And I'm going to buy them. So I'm going to check
going.
Out.
I'm
going. Oh, wow. Delivery.
Can you send me the link?
Oh, one left. I'm not going to get it. It doesn't. It's too late.
Oh.
But you can try it. Do you need wipes? Because they are there.
Yeah, we like need everything.
You need everything.
We're like.
You guys are out.
We're running. We're like running low. Like, it's not good.
It's
but,
really
you know.
Crazy. Well, I do have I TP. So I can tell you, if you guys are getting desperate, I do have. I do have a large box that I did get delivered, which, you know, it's funny. It's just crazy that this is what people are talking about because it's a reality. It's really wild.
No, it's just, it's getting so real. You know, I mean, it's been getting real for the last month or so,
but now
it's real.
Yeah.
Okay. So this next question comes from, they didn't leave a name. They just left human chess.
Okay.
So...
what that means.
So anyways, hi, or maybe his name's just human. I don't know. Hi, Rich. Is there a free/easy way to move several playlists from Amazon Music to Apple Music? I've been using Amazon Music for a while now, and I've created several playlists. I own 5 Amazon Echo devices, and now that I can use Apple Music on them, I want to switch back to Apple Music. However, not knowing how to move my playlists is the only thing keeping me from switching back. Any help would be appreciated.
This is a good
one. I feel like that's not a thing.
It's so funny because I don't create playlists anymore. Like, I have not created a playlist in probably a decade at this point. Like, I just use all cloud services, you know, like Spotify. I guess that's what he's saying though, right? Is he saying that he made his own playlists? That, I guess he did, huh?
I think he's saying that these are, yeah, he said, I've created several playlists.
Okay, so he has created,
I cannot create a playlist to save my life. Like, I forget about them. I'll start and it's two songs and then I forget.
I agree. So. It's just kind of like one of those things
these are the playlists that he's created.
Okay, so he's created them. All right, well, that's fair enough. And maybe there are some people that really do want to create their own stuff and curate their own stuff, and that's fine. So that's good for you. But the website that I would recommend is freeyourmusic.com. And I have not tried this website, but it seems to be the biggest one. And you have to pay a little bit if you want to get this. For free, you only get one playlist and 100 songs, which is going to be just to try it out. That's mainly just to test it out. But if you want to do this with all your playlists, you're going to have to pay $10. And that's how much it is, which I think is fine. That's like 1 month of streaming service. And you have to think about it. Someone did come over here and they had to figure out how to make this work, and they had to code this app and figure it all out. But they do it for everything. I mean, you can go from Apple Music to Spotify. You can go from YouTube Music to Pandora. I mean, you can go any way you want. Any two music services, just pick your poison and you can convert your tracks. So the website is freeyourmusic.com. It looks like they have apps for just about every platform, and $9.99 for the year. I mean, for the lifetime, I think that's pretty worth it. If I had now I want playlists in different services so I can use this.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of free. Did I just mention free? I don't know if I did, but I want to mention this. So a couple things for free. There's a lot of free offers. This is going to be our story on KTLA on Friday. But depending on when you listen to this, that doesn't really matter because time is relative. But we're going to talk about a bunch of free services. And this one's really cool. Sling. Sling TV, they are really killing it. I think it's really interesting to see some of the companies that have just stepped up in this coronavirus crisis time and said, you know what, we're really going to help people out. And Sling is one of them. They know that people are sitting inside, cooped up. They need stuff to watch. And so they have unlocked their Sling Blue service, which has 45 live channels of content to watch, including CNN, Fox News, Headline News, MSNBC, Bloomberg, Cheddar, my favorite, Newsy, and Local Now. So you can watch all these news stations for free. And that is through sling.com. You don't even need a credit card to sign up. You do have to log in, you know, create a little login, but you get 14 days totally free on that, which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
And then if you have T-Mobile, they are giving you 2 months of T-Mobile Premium, or sorry, YouTube Premium. And I'm a subscriber to YouTube Premium. I love it. I have not seen an ad on YouTube in probably 4 years, ever since they started the premium. I just love it so much because I don't think about ads on YouTube. And with YouTube Premium, you can watch ad-free. You can download videos to your phone. You can get access to YouTube Music, which is, you know, it's basically like Spotify without ads. And you can get 2 free months by going into the T-Mobile Tuesdays app or the website, tmobiletuesdays.com. And you just have to save the offer and redeem it by May 1st. So let's say you don't need it right now. You want to save this for when you run out of something to watch on Hulu. You can redeem it then. It's usually $12 a month. This is one of those deals that you do need to put your credit card down. You are actually signing up for YouTube Premium, but you just have to remember to cancel it. So just set a reminder on your calendar to cancel it before it's time up. And let's see, what was the other thing? I know I talked about my house. I tweeted this thing where I went through and I was just thinking about all the subscriptions I have, because right now is when they really come in handy. And I actually, in the last week, subscribed to both HBO Now and Hulu, which, by the way, I know
you did.
You have Hulu. I got to say, I am very impressed with Hulu, like how much stuff there is on there. It's all garbage, but it's a lot of stuff.
I use Hulu more than Netflix for sure, because it has all the reality TV that I
want. It's all the trash. I mean, it's like if you wanted to just waste your time in life and watch like one of those shows, like if you loved Love is Blind on Netflix, there's like 1,000 of those types of shows on Hulu. It's just all the stuff that's just on all day long.
Real Housewives.
Right.
Is there, all of Bravo and E is on Hulu.
And I joke, but it's really like, I got to say, the content, if I watch that kind of stuff, it's like a dream. Like Lindsay was like, oh my God, where was this in my life? And it's...
Which show?
Everything. We were just going through and like, I was impressed. Like it's all the stuff from Fox. It's all the stuff from Disney. It's all the stuff from ABC. It's all the stuff from Bravo. It's all the stuff from E. I mean, they have a wide, like Shark Tank is on there. I mean, they have a lot of stuff. And I did I think it was $12 a month, right? For like no ads. And I'm impressed. I haven't watched anything yet, but if I end up breaking down during this time and watching some of this trashy TV, I'm going to Hulu. And they have a lot of great kids stuff as well. I couldn't believe that either. I mean, really, really impressed. So,
I love Hulu. I'm a big fan.
It's pretty impressive for the money. I think there's no real movies on there. I mean, there's a couple like documentaries and stuff, and there's a couple movies as well. But I think that, you know, Netflix gets all the attention, but Hulu actually has a decent amount of stuff. So, and HBO Now, I'm just watching the Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is really funny.
Oh, nice.
All right. If you can believe it, Megan, that is going to do it for this episode of the show. If you want links to everything we talked about, I don't know, maybe Google search or take a look at the show notes. If you have a question for me, you can find me at richontech.tv. Scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll see a little envelope. Hit that and that will email me. And yes, I do get your emails, as evidenced by this show. Please rate and review this podcast. It helps other folks discover it. Go to ratethispodcast.com/richontech or just text the link to today's show to a friend. Megan, how can people find you online?
I am on Twitter at Producer Megan.
And you can find me on social media at richontech. And let me just find a quick review of the show. Since I'm telling you to review the show, don't you think we should read one of the reviews? I love reading what these folks say. And let's see here. I'm trying to find, let's see. I like this one. Jim Meek 55 says, this is a great show for anyone that is unsure about tech as it moves rapidly forward. Rich will help you make purchasing decisions by being well informed. He also has an easygoing way of delivering the information without being condescending. Oh, Megan, I wish you agreed with that. You can find me on social media at richontech.tv. I'm Rich DeMiro. On behalf of everyone that helps get this show to your ears, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you real soon. Stay safe out there, and most importantly, stay at home.